Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, December 24th, 2024.
Honda and Nissan merger announcement. Honda Motor Company, Limited and Nissan Motor Company, Limited have revealed an exciting merger that will create the world's third largest car manufacturer. This strategic move comes as the automotive industry shifts toward electric vehicles, or EVs. The presidents of both companies, Toshihiro Maebe from Honda and Makoto Uchida from Nissan, signed a memorandum on December 23, 2024, aiming to establish a holding company by August 2026, positioning it behind only Toyota and Volkswagen. Honda, based in Tokyo, Japan, is currently the second largest carmaker in the country. It is seen as Nissan's most viable partner, especially as Nissan has faced difficulties since the arrest of former chairman Carlos Ghosn in 2018 on fraud charges. Ghosn has denied these allegations and fled to Lebanon after being released on bail, recently criticizing the merger as a desperate move. Nissan, valued at around $10 billion, announced in November 2023 that it would cut 9,000 jobs, which is 6% of its global workforce, and reduce production capacity by 20%. This decision followed a quarterly loss of 9.3 billion yen, about $60 million. Despite these challenges, the merger, which will also include Mitsubishi Motors, could result in a combined company valued at over $50 billion. Maebe stated that Honda, valued at more than $40 billion, would initially lead the management of the merged entity. This collaboration between two historic Japanese brands marks a pivotal moment in the global automotive industry, similar to the merger that created Stellantis in 2021. The three companies plan to produce around 8 million vehicles annually. In 2023, Honda manufactured 4 million vehicles, Nissan produced 3.4 million, and Mitsubishi Motors contributed just over 1 million. Sam Fiorani, Vice President of Auto Forecast Solutions, highlighted that Nissan's expertise in building batteries and hybrid powertrains could significantly help Honda develop its own electric vehicles and next-generation hybrids. This merger is a strategic response to the growing competition in the EV market, aiming to enhance both companies' capabilities in this rapidly evolving industry.
Biden administration's trade investigation into Chinese semiconductors. The Biden administration has initiated a trade investigation focused on Chinese-made legacy semiconductors. Announced on December 23, 2024, this probe aims to impose new tariffs on chips imported from China, which are vital for everyday products like cars, washing machines, and telecommunications devices. This Section 301 investigation will be passed to President-elect Donald Trump, who takes office on January 20, 2024, potentially reshaping future trade policies between the United States and China. Currently, a 50% tariff on Chinese semiconductors is already in effect, starting January 1, 2024. This move is part of a broader strategy to shield American chip manufacturers from what the administration calls unfair competition from China's state-driven semiconductor industry. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai has pointed out that evidence suggests Beijing is trying to dominate the global semiconductor market, similar to its past efforts in steel and solar panels. Public comments on the investigation will be accepted beginning January 6, 2024, with a public hearing set for March 11 to 12, 2024. This process aims to involve the public in discussions about how imported chips affect the U.S. economy. The semiconductor industry has faced significant challenges, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, which disrupted supply chains and halted production. In response, the U.S. government has allocated $52.7 billion in subsidies to boost domestic semiconductor production and research, reflecting a commitment to reduce reliance on foreign supplies, particularly from China, which is expected to produce over 60% of the world's new legacy chip capacity in the next decade. The ongoing trade tensions between the United States and China stem from previous tariff actions taken during the Trump administration, which imposed tariffs on about $370 billion worth of Chinese imports. These actions sparked a trade war that continues to influence U.S.-China relations. The outcomes of this investigation and the associated tariffs could lead to higher prices for consumers, as increased tariffs may be passed on to buyers of electronics and appliances. Additionally, this investigation may further strain U.S.-China relations, potentially resulting in more trade disputes. Overall, the Biden administration's trade investigation into Chinese semiconductors represents a crucial step in addressing concerns about unfair trade practices and national security, with lasting implications for the semiconductor industry, U.S. consumers, and the broader economic relationship between the United States and China.
Taiwan's defense budget cuts amid rising tensions. As tensions rise in the Taiwan Strait, Taiwan's cabinet has raised alarms about potential risks to national security. Recent actions by opposition parties, now in control of the legislative yuan, could lead to major cuts in the defense budget. With China increasing military maneuvers nearby, concerns for Taiwan's safety are growing. Finance Minister Chuang warns that moving funds from the central government to local areas could severely weaken financial capabilities. The proposed defense budget of TWD 294.5 billion, about $9.42 billion U.S. dollars, might face a 28% cut due to new laws. President Lai emphasizes that these cuts could significantly reduce Taiwan's military strength, which is crucial for the safety of its 23 million residents. In August, the cabinet aimed for a record high in defense spending, proposing a 7.7% increase to TWD 647 billion, or around $20.70 billion U.S. dollars, to enhance military capabilities against threats from China. With the political landscape shifting since the January elections, the ruling Democratic Progressive Party faces a standoff with the opposition on defense funding. As tensions escalate, these budget cuts could leave Taiwan more exposed to external threats, and the cabinet may need to revise its proposal, currently awaiting parliamentary approval.
Economic trends of 2024. 2024 is shaping up to be a year of dramatic change in the global economy. As countries stabilize after the COVID-19 pandemic, growth is still lagging behind pre-2020 levels. With over 2 billion people eligible to vote, rising living costs are a major concern for voters everywhere. Governments are now facing the challenge of regulating groundbreaking technologies like artificial intelligence. Donald Trump's recent victory in the U.S. presidential election suggests a shift towards isolationist policies, which could ignite new trade wars and disrupt international relations. Key events are on the horizon that will influence the economic landscape. Discussions about managing major technology companies, often referred to as big tech, are intensifying. The ongoing cost of living crisis is fueling backlash against current politicians, while the influence of wealthy individuals, known as oligarchs, continues to rise. Bitcoin, a popular cryptocurrency, is making a comeback as an intriguing investment option amid economic uncertainty. Meanwhile, China, a key player in the global economy, is reconsidering its stimulus measures, which could impact its recovery and global markets. Overall, 2024 presents the complex mix of political and economic challenges. The focus on inflation, trade policies, and the role of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will be crucial in shaping the future of the global economy. What will these changes mean for you? Stay tuned to find out.
Ukraine secures vital IMF funding. Ukraine has secured $1.1 billion in financial support from the International Monetary Fund, announced by Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal on December 23, 2024. This crucial funding will help cover essential budget costs as the country faces significant economic difficulties due to the ongoing military conflict with Russia, which escalated with a full-scale invasion in February 2022. Finance Minister Serhii Marchenko noted that Ukraine has received a total of $5.4 billion from the IMF this year. This financial assistance is vital for maintaining social services and public programs during these challenging times. The IMF, a global organization dedicated to helping countries in distress, plays a key role in stabilizing Ukraine's economy. As the situation remains dire, Ukraine's reliance on international support highlights the importance of global collaboration in overcoming the economic hurdles faced by nations in conflict.
TPG in talks to acquire Altus Power. TPG, a leading global investment firm, is currently negotiating to acquire Altus Power, a top provider of solar energy solutions for both commercial and residential properties. If successful, this deal could be finalized in the coming weeks. As of December 23, 2024, Altus Power has a market value of about $650 million, but it also carries a debt of around $1.1 billion. Based in Stamford, Connecticut, Altus Power is one of the largest owners of commercial-scale solar plants in the United States. The company is exploring a potential sale after a significant drop in its share value since going public in 2021 through a $1.6 billion merger with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, backed by the real estate giant CBRE Group. The demand for renewable energy is rising, driven by the urgent need for clean energy solutions amid climate change concerns. This trend makes companies like Altus Power attractive to infrastructure investors. TPG manages approximately $19 billion in assets through its RISE funds, focusing on investments that create social and environmental impact. Recently, Altus Power has seen positive changes, signing new commercial property customers. For the quarter ending in September 2024, the company reported a 30% increase in revenue, totaling $58.7 million, with a net profit of $8.6 million, reflecting over 26% growth. Blackstone, another major player in the investment sector, provided $350 million in debt financing and committed $300 million in preferred equity as part of the SPAC deal in 2021. Blackstone holds a 13.2% stake in Altus Power, while CBRE remains the largest shareholder with a 15.38% stake. These ongoing discussions between TPG and Altus Power highlight the growing interest in renewable energy investments, which are becoming increasingly vital in the global fight against climate change.
Federal Reserve considers major changes to bank stress tests. The U.S. Federal Reserve is looking at major reforms to its annual bank stress tests, which check if large banks can withstand economic shocks. This move comes after recent legal changes that have reshaped the regulatory landscape. The Fed might allow banks to contribute to the models used in these tests, marking a significant win for Wall Street banks advocating for more openness. These stress tests were created after the 2007 to 2009 financial crisis, mandated by the Dodd-Frank Act to ensure banks have enough capital to handle potential losses. However, the capital requirements set by the Fed aren't explicitly required by law. Recent Supreme Court rulings have changed the authority of federal regulators, particularly a June 2024 decision that overturned a key legal precedent. The proposed changes aim to enhance transparency and accountability in the testing process. Analysts are concerned that the recent Supreme Court ruling could make these tests more vulnerable to legal challenges. Wall Street banks and their trade groups are pushing for reforms to reduce the impact of international banking regulations. As the Federal Reserve considers these changes, the implications for the banking sector and the economy are significant, influencing how banks manage risk and allocate capital. What does this mean for you and the economy? Stay tuned as these developments unfold.
Trump's controversial remarks on the Panama Canal. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, has ignited controversy with his recent comments about the Panama Canal. On December 23, 2024, at America Fest in Arizona, he announced plans to regain control of this vital waterway, claiming the U.S. is being ripped off and foolishly gave it away. In response, José Raúl Mulino, the president of Panama, firmly stated that every inch of the canal belongs to Panama. He also emphasized that China does not control the canal, despite Trump's concerns about Chinese influence. Notably, CK Hutchison Holdings, a Hong Kong-based company, has operated two of the canal's ports since 1997. The Panama Canal, built between 1904 and 1914 under President Theodore Roosevelt, was handed over to Panama on December 31, 1999, following a treaty with Jimmy Carter. Trump's remarks highlight ongoing tensions over U.S. influence in the region and raise important questions about international law. Recent drought conditions in Central America have impacted canal operations, leading to restrictions on ship movement and increased fees. Last year, traffic through the canal dropped by nearly one-third, with 9,944 ships passing through. Although traffic has returned to normal, fees are expected to rise. Trump's statements are part of his America First policy, which emphasizes non-interventionism and territorial expansion. These remarks could significantly affect diplomatic relations between the United States and Panama, as well as global trade and shipping companies.
Guatemala rescues children from Lev Tara sect. Guatemalan authorities have dramatically rescued several children from the Lev Tara sect, an ultra-Orthodox Jewish group known for its strict practices. This operation followed serious allegations of child sexual abuse and human trafficking linked to the sect. On December 23, 2024, members of Levtar attempted to reclaim 160 minors from a care center in Guatemala City. These children had previously been saved during a police raid aimed at protecting them from abuse. Minister of the Interior Francisco Jimenez emphasized the need for police action to ensure the children's safety. Prosecutor Nancy Pais revealed that evidence pointed to human trafficking, including forced marriages and abuse. Tensions rose when about 100 relatives gathered outside the care center, demanding the return of their family members. Confrontations erupted as sect members tried to take the children back, but authorities successfully protected them again, although some sect members escaped. Founded in 1988 in Israel, the Levtar community has faced scrutiny for its strict interpretation of Jewish law, which includes long prayer sessions and arranged marriages. The community relocated to Mexico and Guatemala between 2014 and 2017. In 2022, a police operation in Mexico rescued children from a Levtar camp, leading to arrests on abuse charges. The Jewish community of Guatemala has distanced itself from the Levtar sect, supporting authorities in their efforts to protect vulnerable groups. Ongoing investigations aim to ensure the safety and well-being of the minors involved in this troubling situation.
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The humanitarian crisis in Gaza is escalating, especially at Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Latia. Dr. Huzam Abu Safia, the hospital's director, warns that premature babies and other at-risk patients could die if evacuation orders from the Israeli military are enforced. Currently, around 400 people, including patients and medical staff, are sheltering inside as Israeli tanks and bulldozers surround the facility, with heavy gunfire directed at it. Reports indicate that bullets have penetrated critical areas, including the intensive care unit and maternity department. While the Israeli military claims to have provided food and fuel to the hospital and assisted in evacuating over 100 patients, local health officials report approximately 45,000 Palestinian deaths since renewed military operations began in October 2023 following Hamas attacks on Israel. This has devastated Gaza's healthcare system. UNICEF has reported that at least 4,000 babies in Gaza are cut off from essential newborn care due to ongoing attacks on hospitals. Before the conflict, there were 8 neonatal intensive care units in Gaza. By November, 3 had been destroyed, and the number of available incubators at Kamal Adwan Hospital dropped from 105 to just 9. Dr. Abu Safia emphasized that shutting down the hospital is nearly impossible due to a lack of ambulances and resources for safe patient evacuation. Aid agencies have raised alarms about the Israeli military's orders, claiming they endanger lives and violate international law. The situation has drawn attention from international organizations, including the United Nations, which has condemned the attacks on hospitals and schools. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas has deep historical roots, stemming from territorial disputes and political tensions. The recent escalation began with Hamas attacks on October 7, 2023, leading to significant casualties and a strong military response from Israel. The humanitarian implications are profound, affecting not only immediate victims, but also regional stability and international relations. As this crisis unfolds, the urgent need for humanitarian assistance becomes critical to safeguard the healthcare system in Gaza and protect those trapped in this dire situation.
Chinese workers found in slavery-like conditions in Brazil. Brazilian officials made a shocking discovery. 163 Chinese workers were found living in conditions similar to slavery at a construction site for a factory owned by BYD Company Limited, a leading Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer in Bahia, Brazil. These workers were hired in China and brought to Brazil without proper documentation. They faced grueling hours, often working 7 days a week, and lived in humiliating conditions. Many had to ask for permission to leave their lodgings, and alarmingly, at least 107 workers had their passports withheld by their employer, severely limiting their freedom. This situation raises serious concerns about labor rights and the treatment of foreign workers. The Brazilian labor officials are currently investigating these violations, but fines have yet to be issued. This troubling discovery highlights the urgent need for stronger enforcement of labor laws to protect vulnerable populations and emphasizes the importance of corporate responsibility in ensuring ethical labor practices.
Microsoft's AI strategy shift. Microsoft is shaking things up by diversifying the artificial intelligence models behind its flagship product, Microsoft 365 Copilot. This move aims to reduce its reliance on OpenAI, the tech partner since Copilot's launch in March 2023. As Microsoft looks to cut costs and boost performance for enterprise users, it's exploring both in-house and third-party AI options to enhance Copilot's features. This shift reflects a growing trend in the tech world, where companies are seeking alternatives to streamline their operations. Based in San Francisco, California, Microsoft has been a strong supporter of OpenAI, but rising costs and speed concerns have prompted a search for new solutions. Recent reports suggest Microsoft expects to sell 365 Copilot to over 10 million paid users this year. A survey from Gartner found that 70% of Fortune 500 companies are currently using Copilot, although many are still in the pilot phase. In October 2023, GitHub, a Microsoft subsidiary, began integrating AI models from other companies like Anthropic and Google, moving away from OpenAI's GPT-4 model. This trend shows that tech firms are eager to explore multiple AI options. CEO Satya Nadella is closely watching these developments, aiming to provide businesses with cost-effective solutions while maintaining high performance. By reducing dependence on a single provider, Microsoft hopes to strengthen its competitive advantage in the fast-evolving AI landscape. As the tech sector continues to change, these developments could lead to better AI tools and enhanced services for consumers.
Israel Katz acknowledges assassination of Hamas leader. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has confirmed that Israel was responsible for the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. This admission, made on December 23, 2024, comes amid rising tensions between Israel and Iran, particularly regarding the conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Haniyeh was killed during a military action in Iran in July 2023, a significant event that has intensified regional conflicts. This assassination highlights Israel's military strategy against groups it views as threats, including Hamas and Hezbollah, both of which have attacked Israel. Katz also addressed the Houthi movement in Yemen, which has been launching missiles at Israel. He emphasized that Israel would respond firmly to any threats from this group, which is backed by Iran. The Houthis have targeted shipping in the Red Sea, attempting to enforce a blockade on Israel. This revelation follows the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, which escalated the ongoing conflict. The political situation in the Middle East remains complex, with various factions involved. Katz's statement raises important questions about the future of peace and stability in the region.
FDA cancels approval for COVID-19 antibody drugs. The United States Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has canceled the temporary approval for four COVID-19 antibody drugs. Announced on December 23, 2024, this decision affects betalovimab from Eli Lilly, Evusheld from AstraZeneca, Satrovimab from GlaxoSmithKline, and Regensevir from Regeneron. The FDA stated these drugs can no longer be used because their shelf life has expired and they haven't been authorized for patient use for over a year, mainly due to new virus strains that they don't work against. Initially, these drugs were approved to help fight COVID-19 during the pandemic. However, as new variants emerged, their effectiveness declined, leading to this significant decision. The FDA has informed the companies involved about the cancellation and provided instructions for disposing of or returning the products. These companies have indicated they will no longer offer these drugs in the United States. This situation raises serious concerns about the availability of effective COVID-19 treatments as the virus continues to change. Patients may find their options limited, and healthcare providers will need to look for alternative therapies. The financial consequences for companies like Eli Lilly, AstraZeneca, GSK, and Regeneron could be substantial due to the loss of these products. What does this mean for patients seeking effective treatments? Staying informed is crucial as we navigate this evolving landscape.
South Korea's declining consumer sentiment amid political instability. Consumer sentiment in South Korea has plummeted to its lowest level in over 2 years. A recent report from Seoul shows that the measure of how people feel about the economy dropped to 88.4 in December, down from 100.7 in November. This decline stems from rising concerns over political instability following the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol on December 14, 2024. The crisis intensified when he declared martial law on December 3, sparking widespread protests in the capital. This index is vital for understanding consumer confidence. A value below 100 indicates a negative outlook. The recent downturn has led to a drop in consumer spending, with a sub-index measuring spending outlook falling by 7 points. Spending on travel, dining out, and durable goods also decreased significantly. The Bank of Korea, the nation's central bank, conducted the survey revealing these findings. Governor Ri Chang-yong highlighted the urgent need for fiscal support to stabilize the economy amid ongoing unrest. This situation mirrors a previous crisis in November 2022, when a tragic crowd crush during Halloween festivities resulted in 159 fatalities, further shaking consumer confidence. Additionally, the South Korean won has weakened, recently hitting its lowest point in 15 years against the US dollar, with an exchange rate of about 1,330 KRW to 1 US dollar. This depreciation raises further concerns about the economy and consumer spending. The combination of political uncertainty and declining consumer sentiment poses significant challenges for South Korea's economy, making it crucial to monitor how this situation unfolds. What does this mean for everyday consumers?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.